it was at like a colder temperature when it was sitting there, you know, with the dry hops and usual. Have you found that the temperature ever affects what a hop dry will hopping, do in the dry hop?
No, and you know, I for a long time thought that, well, I still kind of believe it, that warmer temps for dry hopping lends a little bit more quicker extraction of the hop aroma compounds, but there's a number of people that say that that's not true at all. So it's,
it would make sense to me. I mean, because everything too, but seems I think, to do a little bit warmer is better for extracting stuff.
I agree, but you know, I just had a dry hopping thing at Craft Brewers Conference last year. And there's not a lot of studies done on it. So.
I've only had got this kind of flavor one other time from dry hopping. It was when I dry hopped in the keg that was in the fridge.
Okay.
And I got that same kind of... Amarillo.
Okay.
I don't know what it's for, but it's not... It might lessen a little bit, but it wasn't there before I dry hopped it. It was just a clean lager, but...
So I don't know. I think it's definitely
it's a little bigger too. It's Columbus and Amarillo is the bittering, and it was 1069 and it's 7%. So it is you know, it's supposed to be like either like a hoppy, you know, IPA lager or imperial steam beer or just something kind of like that.
Yeah, I don't think it's overly grassy.
No, if it was. It's getting a little bit less.
A lot of times, too.
But it's kind of lame that that flavor got in there. Cause
when you don't filter, like we don't filter, any little hop compounds that are in there, that adds bitter. I mean, you taste that. I mean, it's like...
I think you're right.
You ever ate a pellet before?
No.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. And that's probably what happened when it was in the keg, too, because what I did...
Jared.
Yeah.
The steam's cranking now.
Cool.
I turned it up. And the I pressure tested. I didn't know those guys were leaving, and they didn't pressure test it, so we got a bunch of leaks and stuff. So at least one leak. So I don't know if we told them they could go, but it was me.
Keith?
Yeah, they didn't even fire up the boiler. They didn't run steam through their work. So as soon as we got that water up to temp, we need to dump the boiler real good. So in the new lines. So, like, don't drain it almost. So, want a beer?
Yeah, you want to sample a couple homebrews?
Sure.
Do you want to grab another glass? Or you can grab one of these, I guess, but they're all different.
Oh, yeah, grab another glass. That's Jared. You met Jared?
I don't know if I met Jared.
He was helping out at the rally. He's one of our brewers. Yeah. This is Don.
Yeah, I'm Don. Nice to meet you. Kind of seen the... it's quite Omar's been putting up some videos with the employees, so and I knew Ben already and Spencer and but some of the other guys that have got the face, you know, like Sarah and Dana and all those cats.
Yep.
Jared, you've been here a while, have you?
Yeah. A year and a half now?
Okay.
Almost 2 years.
Okay. Yeah. This is a hoppy steam type beer.
What's this one?
Try it.
Okay.
It's not going to kill you.
No, I don't.
It's, pick up on it.
Who's that, cherry?
But the color is...
Cherry smoke stuff? Breeze?
It's Weyermann's...
Is it?
Ralph Malt.
Nice.
And Adam Stern, I don't know if you ever knew who that guy was, but he used to live in St. Paul, and he smokes his own malt. I call this a pale rump beer.
It's nice.
Because rump beer is dark, and most smoke beers that you have, even if it's like a smoke porter or whatever, is normally darker.
Right.
Except if some people like smoke Doppelbock, blonde Doppelbock, but I wanted to make it as light in color as I could. But anyway, it's just all it is Weyermann's Ralph Malt, and it's like a couple pounds of home smoke. That the guy also smoked.
See you tomorrow.
Yep.
Over Beechwood. So it's like all Beechwood. And then it's the same yeast, the log, the San Francisco log.
I like that.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's nice.
Just kind of trick people a little bit, you know.
Well, no, it's perfect amount of smoke.
Well, the funny thing is I've never had a smoked beer that was too smoky for me. And this one was like, I didn't even cut it with any.
It tastes like a smoke. To me, it's like a smoked Helles, smoked.
It's not even that smoky, is it?
No, it's perfect.
And it proves that. I think the Weyermann's malt is either getting less smoky or it's just not that smoky.
I think it gets old. And I've done some research.
Oh, really?
On it.
That could be. That would make sense.
The Hoops brothers are the ones that kind of I first talked to years ago about.
That makes sense.
You know, how volatile smoke compounds and any peated or Rausch malt can be. And if it's 6 months old or a year old,
yeah.
It's gonna what kind of character in the beer. So since we make smoke every year, we're gonna try to dial that in and make sure we're using consistently aged or fresh stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's hard to know.
You guys order right? You get it from a U.S.
Yeah, we get it from the import. Yeah, we get it from.
They should be able to know, though, right? I mean, they should be able to know.
Yeah,
like,
there's definitely a. There might be some resistance at the German level of, like, you know, it's quality product. That's all you need to know. Because
okay.
I'm sure they don't. I mean, what are they going to do if everybody's like, oh, we want, two-month-old or fresher Rausch malt?
Yeah, they got.
Because I have a feeling they only make it a couple times a year, and I would have to think. I don't think they're cranking it out every week, but
yeah, because I mean there isn't a lot of smoked beer that's produced, really.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to everything else, it's really
cool.
A tiny bit.
Either that or you got a pretty bad phenol problem.
No.
It's like Band-Aids.
Yeah. No, it's that's what it is. Well, I suppose we can start the chatting.
You got notes and everything.
Well, I just have my questions, you know. I have a few questions.
Back away.
What? All right. Oh. It's probably best.
No, you can. More than welcome to. I write for a beer magazine, and I've known Todd since he was brewing for Rock Bottom. And
wow, it's fun to go back to this, and now I smell the Amarillos.
Okay.
All of a sudden, I get orange and citrus, and hang on. When I didn't get that originally.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, the aroma's
fun,
there. The
fun
taste,
stuff with beer.
The taste is not.
I get a little of the green apple, kind of what you're talking about, hay, but it's. It's not.
I like it okay, but I wish it was.
Is there rye in this at all?
No.
Okay.
No. It's just pale. There's a little bit of. A tiny bit of honey malt and maybe some light crystal, and I think.
Other crap.
A tiny bit. What?
Other crap that you forget.
It's not. I did write it all down, but it's not, you know, it's not a whole lot. Let me check the levels here. This is my friend's recorder that I just need it so I can, you know, it doesn't have to sound great. I just need to be